Well, the question is, he doesn't know. He's just interested.
In Dhamma.
Dhamma.
So
Buddhism.
Just talk about Dhamma, because that person is interested in Dhamma.
You can help him understand.
But if I understand, but if I don't, if I know little and I try to pass it,
as little as you know,
I may say something that's actually not right.
I think Wojtek is mentioning the problem we have in Poland, that we could buy many books about Buddhism. They don't say Dhamma, never. They say Buddha teaching and so on. Then you have to find out who is the author. Yeah? And most of this book was written by European or American who have been maybe 3 months at the temple in some retreat in Thailand, and then write a book which is more or less a life story of the Buddha and then also their interpretation, how they understand, you know, the Buddha teaching.
It's the Dhamma. Buddha teaching is the Dhamma.
Yes, the Dhamma.
Okay.
So, but it is, you cannot study, you know, the text. So it is difficult to consider who is, you know, proper author.
But I think wherever we are, not just in Poland, but even in Thailand, same problem, because so little right understanding, so little appreciation that meditation has to be at this moment of what understanding whatever is conditioned now, whatever appears now. So that's why Janice was asking Lucas, well, what is meditation now? Because never mind what's in the book or whatever anyone says, but what is helpful for the others is what is helpful for us now to really understand more about meditation at this moment.
Just want to be happy.
Question.
Do anything that you will be happy.
Yeah, I usually want to be happy.
Take a cup of coffee.
Yeah, then I'm happy for some time.
Pick up an Abhidhamma, a Dhamma book.
But then that the loba or whatever may be understood in such moments, so it's
sure.
Yeah. So it's better knew that this is loba or than don't know.
And that's right. I think nobody's saying don't be happy. Saying understand.
And don't we always see the problems in terms of the unhappiness? Like we see the problem as the dosa, because it's unpleasant feeling, but what about the problem when there's a lot of loba, when you're drinking the coffee and you're happy and there's pleasant feeling? Is that problem? Is that suffering also?
The second noble truth is like the loba caused the...
And what about the first noble truth?
It's a dukkha.
What is dukkha? Is it only dosa or...?
Five upadana khandhas are dukkhas.
Including now.
Yeah. Including loba. Any reality.
Now, seeing, hearing. And maybe you ask that person whether she or he would like to study or not.
Well, the person might say, I don't know. I have to see myself if it's interesting or not.
But how? Without studying, how can one know anything?
That's the problem. How can one want to study if one doesn't know what he will study? So this is problem.
So study the truth.
By study, she doesn't mean book study. It means by really carefully considering and becoming familiar with. So not.
I think what Ajahn's saying is that. Explain to the person that what Buddhism is about studying and understanding the present reality.
Or does she want just to be happy, or to understand, or to know the truth about the truth? The truth is the truth.
Well, we can suppose that the person says, "Okay, I want to understand. So happiness is just temporary. I want to understand a bit more." Or
so, in one's life, there's not just happy feeling. There are other things too. Doesn't she would like to study and know more about that?
Yes.
So let's study.
But then she said, "Oh, but I am living in Białystok, which is even further from here. And how can I study? I mean, I have nobody to talk to. And
no book to read. No book to read."
And then comes the question. Which book should I read?
Ask the SG.
Good question for all of the SG. Then we give lots of recommendations and links, and we have an answer. And if someone says, "I can't afford it," we say, "There's no cost, because here's a link, and it's free, and it's on the internet."
So you have also a list for beginners.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, and now we've got a whole bag of the books to distribute, so don't worry about that. If anyone doesn't have, I can send.
Well, now you're smiling, but you were the one to recommend the other books.
Which books do you have?
The Conditions, and I think a Survey of Paramattha Dhamma, Sambhidhamma in Daily Life, and
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good.
And ask about understanding too. But you see that your friend is not here, right? And what do you like to know, not your friend, now? About Dhamma. To be able to share with your friend.
Well, it was just a theoretical friend, so... just a constant friend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You ask what you would like to know, and then you can explain.
Anyone who would like to understand.
Instead of asking what to give your friend. Mm.
If the theoretical friend says to you, "You've spent this week here, what kind of meditation do they practice?" What will you answer? Or what do you understand about meditation now? What will you answer?
What do you mean by meditation?
Very good. And if your theoretical set friend says, "Oh, you know, I go and I sit on a cushion for an hour quietly and I concentrate on my abdomen or my breath," what will you say?
Well,
all right.
Well, then I can ask him if he's happy with that, or would he like to know something more
about
realities and about Buddha's teaching about Dhamma.
Good. But meditation.
And he will not be that smart to ask me about what is Dhamma.
But there's meditation is not Buddhist meditation only. There are many types of meditation. So what's the difference? Or no difference?
I guess it's up to each meditation teacher to answer. They might have different answers, I guess.
But the aim or the goal of meditation is to what?
What do you mean by meditation?
No, what does it lead to? Meditation lead to what?
Well, it depends on what one means with meditation, I guess.
So you mean that one meditates without knowing the aim or the purpose?
Some people do, yes. Might seem strange, but I guess, or they have their own goals, like I want to become calm.
Just to become?
I guess I've talked to some people, and they actually do that to be calm, just not interested in any further development or knowledge.
Ajahn is asking what distinguishes Buddhist meditation from all other kinds of meditation.
Well, then I really cannot say, because I guess for each meditation teacher would say something different.
No, I mean, if a person says to you, this is how I meditate, for example,
mm-hmm.
and then how would you know whether to say, well, that is Buddhist meditation or that is not Buddhist meditation?
But why should I examine this? This is up to a person. This is the person's motivation.
But I think that when one understands the Buddhist meditation, one can see the difference. Whether, no matter the sign is about Buddhist meditation, mm-hmm. whether it's Buddhist meditation or not. If there is no understanding at all, how can one tell the difference? Because the sign is Buddhist meditation. But is it really?
Is it real Buddhist meditation?
That's why, in order to understand anything, shouldn't one study carefully? Otherwise, one will not really understand that at all.
Yes.
So studying is the most important thing. Not just one's own idea.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So if someone asks you what meditation is, well, let me go to there.
I'll try to make it this way that I ask the questions, because I see that the one who asks the questions is...
So we've been talking a lot about seeing and visible object, hearing and sound. Can this be Buddhist meditation at this moment?
I think yes. Again, depending on, this is just language, right? So.
But if there is some, you talked about understanding in theory, understanding logically and correctly, so this wise considering about the reality now, the seeing, the visible object, the hearing, the sound now as anatta, can this be called meditation?
Yes, however, most of the people will just say, well, I don't think it's meditation. I think meditation is just sitting or is considering.
So if we're talking about Buddhist meditation as opposed to other kinds of meditation, it should be the kind of meditation the Buddha taught. So what did the Buddha teach?
Well, this is a difficult question.
Did he teach about the present moment, about realities now? Or did he tell everyone, oh, for meditation you better go to another place and wait for another time and focus on another object?
I guess different traditions or different teachers will open different sutta or different passage and will give different answers.
So what was the purpose of the Buddha's teaching? Was it to try and find a way to avoid unhappy feeling? Or what was the purpose of the Buddha's teaching?
Well, again, this is not my answer. This is the answer I was given.
Yes.
Frequently from different teachers, is that the Buddha teachings were had the purpose to remove suffering, eradicate suffering.
And what is suffering?
I was not smart enough to ask this question.
Excuse me, what can eradicate suffering?
Eightfold Path. It includes Panya as well. I don't remember the whole list right now.
You mean eight path factors?
Yes.
Including Sama Samadhi.
Including Samadhi.
Which you would probably take to mean some kind of meditation.
Yes. Again, not my answer, I'm just...
But Samadhi...
And what's your answer?
My answer, I don't know.
I find the use of the word meditate, I just don't use the word meditation when it comes to understanding the reality, understanding of the presently arising reality, because it is so, the word meditation is so loaded with different meanings. I mean, I know people very well, some family, for instance, who are very devout Christians, and they meditate every day too. I don't really talk to them a whole lot about what they meditate about, but I believe it's, you know, having discussions with the Lord. And it's such a loaded term that I just found
but
I prefer to stay.
But we have to use the language other people use. So if someone is talking about meditation or meditation practice, then one can begin to ask them or to consider, can there be meditation now? Because there is only now. So what would meditation at this moment?
Yes, I see that. I see that, but I wouldn't overall call it meditation. I just think in this world today, conventionally, where there are so many different associations with meditation, you know, the big cushion in the quiet place, that I kind of don't associate it with the kinds of understanding and discussion and consideration that we're talking about. Although I can see exactly how you say, well, can there be meditation now? Meditation in the sense of understanding the reality appearing at this moment. But I don't feel the need to change. I think helping people develop right understanding is good, definitely good. But I don't really care whether they call it meditation or not.
And I'm not interested in meditation at all.
No.
No question why?
Yeah. Well, I think we're just playing with the word here.
Why?
What is meditation?
So this is why we can begin to talk about the Pali word bhavana. So bhavana is often translated by meditation, but we can talk about bhavana, which means mental development, bhavana in Pali. So then we can begin to understand what the Buddha really meant by bhavana.
Oh, the development of right understanding. This is more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.